President Director Ingersoll.
Mr. President. Mrs. DeMello.
No.
Mr. DeMello. Mrs. Fodder, who's in charge of the position.
Yes.
Here they.
Question.
Hi, how are you?
Special day, Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah.
This is how the world is around. This is the way to mine. Sorry, let it run around. Seize the birds.
Well, Mr. President, I know that you're intimately aware of the tragedy of the heroic circumstances by which the DeMello family and the Bryant family are here. Persons who work for you day in and day out and who are engaged in this valiant effort to see to it that the drug culture doesn't inculcate itself in the United States of America. There are two very beautiful classes. They're called MDL and CDL. This which is presented to the parents of Frederick Snow.
I'm
going to give you a description of it. It says, each honest college has a walk of life as its own belief. His own aristocracy based on excellence of performance. And that's signed by James Bryant Cohen. So I don't think it's appropriate that the witness of the English language to commemorate this occasion. We'll accept this for the DeMello family right here. Calling for the death penalty for any one who personally necessary to dismantle legislation. We don't do this out of any sense of vengeance, but we do say this, that I think it's the lowest form of life for people who engage in this kind of activity and who would destroy the lives of young people, a very old people. I think, frankly, it's the most admirable form of life. Men like your sons, age of divine, that they will make the sacrifice, take the risks to that they have taken in order to stop this sort of thing. So we thank you, and we only wish you could provide more
resources. Mr. President, here is a similar award to Mr. Devine with the same inscription.
Well, Mr. Ryan, we're glad you could be here. We know that you're incapacitated with that chair, but I often found that so many veterans who are versus my responsibility and my honor in this office. I've often found that when an individual has gone through what you've gone through, and when he has a handicap, that all it does is simply increase his drive and what he can accomplish in other areas.
Yes, sir.
And we know that you are a great service to your country. And we know that despite the fact that you're going to be in that chair, you're going to render great service to your country.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, what's up? I will step in here for a picture of your hand. Why don't you get on this side of the plate with your baby? I'll stand here in front of a little boy like this, right on my left, so I'll look at you. You all know it.
Yeah.
Really understand.
Good luck in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Give them our love.